The three COVID-positive families at the centre of the latest outbreak are anxious but getting better as they quarantine at the Jet Park. There have been 11 community cases, most of them centred around Papatoetoe High School, and there are thousands of people who've had to isolate at home for 2 weeks, creating fears about money and jobs. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn reports.
Yoropa Kupu and her team at the Whānau Health and Social Services Centre have been providing support to the families at the Jet Park. Her whānau ora support team checks in daily.
The symptoms are steadily dwindling. I mean, they're not, you know, any worse than they were when they went in, so they're getting better. It's more on a positive sort of note than anything else.
It's been a big challenge testing positive, then dropping everything to head to the Jet Park. The help starts with extra food.
We usually do the drop-off at the front. There's usually security there that take the food further back into the to the family. So we just mark our food parcels with their name and room number.
Ms Kupu says they then try to work out what else the families need.
Other welfare support. They're quite worried about financial as well, especially with the loss of income for some of them. So we are providing some support to offer some relief.
And her team keeps an eye on those family members who've been left at home. The Whānau's also helping some of the thousands now isolating in the community. So is South Seas Healthcare. The Ministry of Health has asked every school family to isolate at home for 2 weeks, as well as some customers at Kmart and other locations of interest. Ashwin Kumar is isolating at home with his wife and three children. The youngest is at Papatoetoe High School. He says they didn't have ready money or easy access to food, and all it took was one call to South Seas.
And they said, you don't worry, you just stay home, keep calm. We are now waiting to help you. When they were there, they dropped the food parcel, and then, it was such a relief.
He says isolating is not easy, but his children are well and have tested negative. The chief executive of South Seas Health, Le Malu Silau Vaisola Sefo, says there's a lot of nervousness.
The anxiety level amongst the families, it's got nothing to do with swabbing or COVID, if you know what I mean. It's got something to do with the kids are not going to school now. How's that going to impact on their education? Self-isolating at home in terms of employment.
A lot of what they do is helping people get the support they're entitled to from WINS and other services quickly. Both support services say it's early days, but demand is growing as people realise the challenges ahead. Le Malu Vaisola Sefo says the ripples go much wider.
Yes, it is the people in self-isolation or people in these managed isolations, but it's also the extended family that's out in the community and they worry on their behalf.
Yoropa Kupu says the Whānau team are helping about 50 families where people have had to isolate at home. Some are casual workers or not in traditional employment, so don't have sick leave or easy access to help. Some are also contacting them to clarify what type of contact they are and what they need to do. And there's a lot of listening.
They're quite not aware of what's happening and what sort of support they're out there. So we do a lot of reassurance and pastoral care for most of these families and make sure that we provide the right information for them.
Those who need support can contact South Seas or the Whānau directly. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Rowan Quinn dēnei.